Everybody, this is Kathy Dolsky, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio, and this is March 23rd, 2018, live from Honoka'a, Hawaii. Tonight, I thought I would do something nice for y'all, the curse removal, energy balancing, and we're going to do some energy work also on the climate and give attention to the North and South poles. And if we have time, the water elemental. So go get your crystals and, be ready to do some energy work tonight. I had a lot of requests to go over the radiation levels in the United States. And then I'm going to touch on Europe just a little bit. So, while you're getting your crystals, I am going to explain what the radiation level for March has been. And I want you to keep in mind any radiation level over 20 is bad for us, okay? And I hope you all are sitting down. There's 98 cities in the United States over 3 million. So we're going to start. Please don't go into shock yet. So we're going to start at the highest radiation level, and I'm going to go down, and I'm going to kind of group them together, like anything over 12 million of these cities, anything over 14 million these cities. Okay? So the highest radiation level in the United States, which is really bizarre, is Colorado Springs, and they are over 16 million rads. Who knew? Over 14 million rads, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Raleigh, North Carolina. Over 13 million rads, Navajo Lake, New Mexico. Over 12 million, we've got Portland, Maryland, Spokane, Washington, Fresno, California, St. George, Utah. Over 11 million rads, Riverside, California, Denver, Colorado. Oops. Over 10 million rads, Phoenix, Arizona, Los Angeles, California, Bakersfield, California, San Bernardino, Anaheim, California. Now over 9 million rads, El Paso, Texas, Laredo, Texas, Concord, New Hampshire, Casper, Wyoming, Hartford, Connecticut, Boston, Massachusetts, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Providence, Rhode Island. Just when you think that maybe it's all lumped together, these cities are all over the place with these numbers. All right, over 8 million rads, Boise, Idaho, Lincoln, Nebraska, Kansas City, Kansas, Mason City, Iowa, Bismarck, North Dakota, Billings, Montana, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Cleveland, Ohio, Wichita, Kansas, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Kearney, Nebraska, Rapid City, South Dakota, and Corpus Christi, Texas. Over 7 million. Charleston, West Virginia, Shreveport, Louisiana, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Richland, Washington, Memphis, Tennessee, Amarillo, Texas, Salt Lake City, Utah, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Champaign, Illinois, Harrisburg, Virginia, Tallahassee, Florida. Carlsbad, New Mexico, Richmond, Virginia, over 6 million rads. Mobile, Alabama, Locksport, New York, Omaha, Nebraska, Madison, Wisconsin, Aurora, Illinois, St. Paul, Minnesota, Knoxville, Tennessee, Des Moines, Iowa, Birmingham, Alabama. Now, over 5 million rads, Chicago, Illinois, San Jose, California, Augusta, Georgia, San Francisco, California, Houston, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, Miami, Florida, Burlington, Vermont, Yap Hank, New York, Dallas, Texas, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, over 4 million rads, Nashville, Tennessee, Paducah, Kentucky, over 3 million rads, the highest to the lowest is Tampa, Florida, Rochester, New York, Washington, D.C., of course, and Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm wondering if that is over the around the harp. Compared to 16 million, you're gonna go, well, 3 million doesn't sound too bad, right? Well, when over 20 rads is pretty nasty, yeah, that's not cool. Now, for all you guys over in Europe, I really don't want you to feel left out, because remember, the radiation just kind of travels around the earth and around the earth, and you all got your own things to take care of. Now, I need my glasses on for this one. Now, a few guys in Europe, including France and Germany, and this blows my mind, because you had a increased radioactivity in parts of Central and Western Europe last week. And the increased levels were detected across six locations in Germany, several others across Europe, including Austria, France, Germany, Italy, and Switzerland. Now, the Office for Radiation Protection said it could not be an accident in a nuclear power plant. Oh, heavens, no. They added new analysis on the source of radioactivity substance. Ruthenium-106 suggests a release in Eastern Europe at a distance of more than 620 miles from Germany. So they're actually, to get down to it, it breaks down to what Russia's doing. And the theories are that Russia is testing nuclear weapons in the Arctic Circle, as iodine 131 is radioisotope found in the atomic bombs tested by the US and Russia in the early days of the Cold War. So they really believe, and with everything going around and on in the earth right now, that Russia is upgrading its nuclear weapons to the new state of the arts and robots, and it's not unreasonable in that doing so, they're developing new warheads. Now, doesn't that all give you warm fuzzies? So, again, there's been this really heavy cloud of radioactivity, and your scientists, like our scientists all over the world, are acting dumb as Hogan's goats on where this radioactivity can possibly come from. Well, Chernobyl is still leaking. When they have the fire, that releases more nuclear material. Japan hasn't shut down. Every single nuclear reactor on the planet is leaking. And then we have all the military bombs that mostly the United States likes to put off in other people's countries that are kind of nuclear. This is really sick and twisted. So, bottom line is, there's heavy radiation in the air everywhere, and y'all need to protect yourself. Start using iodine, put it on the throat to protect your thyroid, do more cleanses, definitely do more vitamins, liquid vitamin D, do miso, seaweed, but be careful where you're getting the seaweed from. And bless your food before you eat it. And do energy work. So let's get to doing some energy work. And what I'm going to do is, we're going to do the curse removal energy balancing, because it's been such a long time since we've done that. And then we're going to go right into that, and we're going to do some healing work on the Arctic poles tonight and the glaciers using divine energy. And like I said, if we have time, we'll work more on the water elemental. So, for those of you that are going to participate, put your feet flat on the floor, put your hands in your lap like you're going to receive, and I want you to close your eyes, all right? Because I normally do when I do this, so you shouldn't be watching me anyway. So I want you to close your eyes and start taking some gentle deep breaths, but not so you hyperventilate on me. You're going to breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you, and imagine that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. And do that until I tell you to stop. So as you're doing this, I surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the blue flame of protection, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love. And I call to all your divine teachers, masters, guides, and all the angels that work with you, and we're going to invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more deep breath and exhale out everything that no longer serves you, and imagine that energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. So I want you to imagine this incredible divine healing energy coming down from God, and it's going to come into the top of your head, your crown chakra. And as it enters there, allow it to flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, feel every cell, atom, molecule in your brain reconnect to the Creator. And you become this wonderful, really awakened spiritual being filled with all these new possibilities. Now allow that energy to flow out your third eye. And feel the energy flow down your face, your neck, the back of your head, and allow it to come out of your throat chakra. And now feel it come out of your heart chakra. And feel it drift a little bit lower, and let it come out of your solar plexus chakra. Now let's do the solar plexus one more time. Feel that energy again flow out through the solar plexus. Oof. And if you're hearing me burp, it's not because I've got a beer here, okay? It's because I burp up energy, and this is really group energy. So I think we have all of us have a lot going on our solar plexus. So we're going to take one more deep breath and feel that energy again flow out the solar plexus. And now allow it to drift down further and let it come out of your belly button chakra. And now allow it to come out of your sacral chakra. And feel it come out of your root chakra. So allow that divine energy to flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Allow it to flow down your arms and out your hands and feel it flow down your spine. So take one more gentle deep breath and again exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And again, allow that energy to go through the violet flame back to God and you fill up with your divine essence. So as you're doing that, I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours. Whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is, it created anything out of balance in your life or your body today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it goes through the violet flame back to God and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion, cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And as ties to all those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all their unwanted energy back to God. Fill them up with love. And now we command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implants that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime. Because of dark magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, or just dark thoughts sent your way. So I want this stick, pen, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all these pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently peeled from you, that's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you, we send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So if there is anybody out there that's directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through black magic, witchcraft, Santa Maria, or just dark thoughts sent your way, we're going to ask them to stop. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we're going to ask their higher self and guardian angel to put them in a position of harmlessness. We're going to create and surround them in a bubble of mirror, and the mirror is going to face them. And as long as they do that dark work, this energy stays contained in the bubble of mirror, and the bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. So I call your higher self and ask your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health. And I'm going to ask that it's activated in your body now. So allow all that energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs, going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, allow more of this energy to integrate. So now I just want you just to take a deep breath. And I'm just going to send some gentle energy your way through the computer. Now that you're in this very, very high energy state, we're going to do some energy work for the Arctic and the Antarctic poles and the glaciers. So imagine yourself in this huge stadium, filled with like-minded people, and everybody's holding hands. It's a huge stadium, enough to fit 300,000 people or more. And we're going to put a huge Earthkeeper crystal in the center that's over 100 tons, and we're going to create bubbles of light and put in there the energy work that we're going to do. So now, while I'm doing this energy work, I want you to do some creative visualization. So first, feel yourself reconnect to the Creator. Feel your silver antenna go up from the top of your head, past the cloud stars. Connect with the Creator and feel all that high energy come pouring down into the top of your head. Allow it to flow through your body, raising your energy even more. Now send love and light to the right, because you're holding on to people's hands and we're creating circles. And as this energy goes to the right, we call to all the gods and goddesses, the divas, air, earth, fire, and water, all the old ancient cultures responsible for holding light on the planet, the aborigines, the kahunas, the medicine men and women, the shaman, to add their energy to what we're doing and amplify it. Now allow the energy to go to the left, and as it flows to the left, the circle is now closed, so only that which is light may enter. We're going to ask and invite all the trees to join us, and we're going to ask the trees to send this positive, high, healing energy into the earth through the roots, and then out through the trees like antennas, so all life forms can feel it and raises everyone's energy. We call to all the rock stones, crystals, minerals, all the earth keepers, the Smithsonian crystals and stones. So lock into the big crystal in the center and amplify our work over 100,000 fold. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridian stones, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred holy spots on the planet to lock into this divine energy work now. And I'm going to ask Mother, Father, God that everyone here that participating receives a healing and that you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So now I want you to do, okay, release in your mind's eye, release everybody's hands and put your hands in your lap, or you can send energy into the bubble of light that we're going to create. But as we're doing that, I want you to do some creative visualization, because working with weather is not just one easy box, okay? There's many aspects to it. So we're going to work with the Arctic poles. We're going to work with the permafrost, the snow, and the water elemental, and all the deities, and, you know, invite them in. So, you know, again, I want you to really try to picture this happening. Because the more we do, it's creative visualization and intent, the quicker it's going to happen. And, you know, there's people that's been working with climate change and the Eskimos and the polar bears. And, you know, they need our help. And if we don't do the work, who's gonna, right? All right. So I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath and allow all that divine energy to again come pouring through your body. Out your heart chakra and your hands, if you want, into the center of the earth. Center of the earth. Wow. All right, there too. And now we're going to direct some energy into the bubble of light over the earth keeper. And in the earth keeper, we're going to put the Arctic poles and glaciers. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call the Lord Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, to go forth and remove all obstacles in our path to divine creation. I call the Lord Shiva and Michael the Archangel to go forth and destroy all evil in our path of our creation. I ask that all old thought forms, ideas, concepts, and prophecies, past, present, and future, that is holding the energy work from manifesting, be dissolved by the violet flame and replaced with new possibilities. I call to the architect of universes, divine creators, the animals, insects, higher selves, oversouls, avatars, masters, guides, and angels, all gods and goddesses of light, our ancestors of light, all the old ancient cultures responsible for holding light on the planet, including the Aborigines, the Kahunas, the medicine men and women, the shaman, air, earth, fire, and water, all earth divas, all cosmic beings, all other life forms and consciousnesses in Earth, in other stars and planets and other galaxies, seen and unseen, to join us in helping us heal and repair the Mother Earth now. We ask for permission to quantum leap the world and all life forms on all planes and dimensions, seen and unseen, connected with planet Earth, into divine enlightenment, to let us go beyond our known potential into the greatest unknown golden age the universe, the worlds, and all planets have ever experienced. Let's take the best of all lifetimes, all golden ages, all worlds, galaxies, and create such a divine and enlightened planet that is even beyond the Creator's imagination. Imagine the Creator's laughing with joyful glee on this action we have put into motion with every breath we now breathe, and see this snowballing and quantum leaping with every forward movement. So we call to the rock stones, minerals, and all the earth keeper crystals above and below the earth to now awaken, reconnect themselves back to the divine, and start to vibrate to the higher frequency of the divine, raising the energy and vibration of everything that is connected to the earth, to the frequency of the divine creator. Let's anchor this energy to the center of the earth, radiating outward, giving special attention to the Arctic and the Antarctic and all glaciers, putting them back in balance. We ask that all crystals join us and amplify our work over 100,000 fold. Let the shift and integration be gentle, loving, and kind for all forms of human and life, human and elemental. Wow. I call to Michael the Archangel and ask that all negativity that the water elemental is taken on be cut from the water, transmuted by the violet flame and filled with much love as the water elemental reconnects to the creator. Now let's imagine this beautiful divine healing energy coming down from the creator and flowing into all water, whether it's liquid or frozen, in the form of snow and ice on the planet. We call the violet flame through the methane gas in all water, oceans, lakes, rivers, and streams, in our drinking water, to transmute that energy, healed with the energy of the angel light. Now we reconnect all the molecules and atoms that create methane gas back to the creator. We command them to be neutral, especially in our drinking water supply, and revert to healthy water, yet allow the proper amount of methane the earth needs to remain in the planet buried under heavy permafrost. As we send this healing energy through the waters, we see it neutralizing all radiation, poisons, methane, gas, chemicals, all toxins, all pharmaceutical drugs that are in it. This healing energy is also helping the water circulate, so it's at its perfect divine temperature. I want you now in your mind's eye to see thousands and thousands of huge bottles of clean, pristine mineral water that are 10 miles high by 10 miles long by 10 miles wide and are inches apart from each other all over the oceans and waters, including the Arctic and the Antarctic oceans. Inside these bottles of pristine oxygenated water, let's place all the minerals, plankton, kelp, and whatever else the sea life needs to have to survive. See these bottles becoming sanctuaries for all sea life to go to. We now command the water elemental to mirror the bottles of water. We see the ocean clearing up and becoming healthy and vibrant again with an abundance of flourishing, healthy sea life. Now we're going to bury hundreds of thousands of frozen bottles of pristine water filled with minerals and a little sand in it. And we're going to place them in all the snow on the glaciers and Arctic circles and command the snow to mirror the frozen water. See the snow becoming very solid, magnetizing more snow to itself and keep accumulating. Now the sand actually gives the water and the frozen snow molecule something to grip to, allowing the elementals also to go back to their natural growth cycle and balance in the earth. Now, during the summer, we're going to place an invisible shield on top of the oceans to reflect any excessive sunlight back into the air, into the violet flame, to transmute any excessive heat energy, allowing that energy gently to cool down and dissipate. This allows the oceans to keep at the proper temperature that is in alignment with the Earth's natural seasons and temperatures. We ask that the ocean soul memory of being a master builder is activated and reconnected to the divine, recreating nature's true balance and temperature. So now we're going to call to the mountain elemental, the air, water, and fire elemental that actually creates the jet stream to hear our request. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties and remove all overlays that's keeping you from working in divine harmony and to help put the planet back in balance, these elementals. As this energy is removed and the elementals are set free from their dark restraints, we call the violet flame to transmute any negative energy you had taken on back to light. We now reconnect you back to the Creator and fill you up with so much light. You remember your true natural state that is in harmony with the divine. For the mountain glaciers, we send this very cold energy starting miles beneath you. The higher up the mountain the energy goes, the colder it gets, allowing the water elemental to stay in true frozen form, being able to magnetize snow to it, turning that snow to ice and growing again, fulfilling your divine purpose of giving people and the planet the water it needs, as well as helping the planet stay at its proper temperature. As the wind blows up the mountain in the form of a jet stream laden with water molecules, we ask this jet stream to slow down to its natural speed that is in alignment with Earth. See the jet stream and water elemental work with the mountain by releasing this moisture to the mountain in the form of snow, which the mountain joyfully takes and creates more ice, and the ice grows. Now, I want you to put your mind's eye on all the glaciers all over the planet, and I want you to see them growing, the ice growing back, and it's reversing and it's growing. Just see it growing. Now, as the jet stream travels over the mountain glaciers, it grows right into the stratosphere, right to the Arctic polar vortex. And we want it to flow in a perfect circle around the vortex that is in perfect harmony with the Earth and the poles. Because the jet stream released her water back to the mountain, she now can help the Arctic cool down to the perfect temperature that is needed to be in perfect harmony with the planet. And whoever's trying to choke me, I just want to tell you, dude, karma is a bitch. So back off because it's not working, all right? I'm just making it easy for you, but trust me, you got karma coming right now, and I wouldn't push your luck. Okay, guys, sorry. Let us direct our attention to the permafrost, okay? Now, everywhere there's permafrost, we're going to send a very cold energy that keeps the temperature that stays at or below 32 Fahrenheit or 0 Celsius. Now, under this earth soil, we're going to see a layer of pure ice that forms under the soil, and this is called segregated ice, and it usually forms from 2 meters to 10 feet thick. So imagine the segregated ice forming, and as the poor ice attracts more water, which freezes and attracts even more water, which creates the effect called chirosuction. Now, the chirosuction makes the frozen layer grow, and the growing layer expands the soil, even making more permanently frozen ground and expand by 50% or more. So we're going to send extra energy into the snow and ice, again, so it can reflect more heat away and stay frozen. Now, we're talking about the segregated ice only where it's supposed to be, okay, and not in Florida. Thanks. Now, we called in the elementals that create permafrost. And the water between the rocks, the pebbles, the loose sand, and the soil that allows the ice to easily form when combined, creating pore ice in all the frozen rocks to work in divine harmony, keeping the permafrost frozen. So we called in the old deeper permafrost that is underneath Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, the subsea permafrost that is more than 500,000 years old, to link up with all the permafrost on the planet, teaching them how to hold their form. And we command that all permafrost mirror the subsea permafrost. And again, we see the temperature of the ground consistently staying at or below 32 Fahrenheit or 0 Celsius. So now we're going to send energy to the continuous permafrost that exists under almost the entire land surface in a certain area, like Siberia. And areas with continuous permafrost often have permafrost layers more than 100 meters or 330 feet thick. And we call to the deeper permafrost ever found in Siberia, a region in northern Russia where the area in Siberia has a permafrost layer that extends down over 5,400 feet or 1,650 meters. And we ask that this old ancient permafrost communicate with all the permafrost and help them remember how to hold their form. So now we're going to work with the old and new sea life in the Beaufort Gyre and the Fram Straits, which is around Greenland. Now, the Beaufort Gyre is where the new ice forms, and if it stays in this area, it actually grows and matures into older ice. So we call to the air, earth, fire, and fire elemental to support the water elemental to work together in harmony, to support the format of old ice that provides a basis of ice that creates everything it needs to support all life forms on the poles so it may fulfill its mission of keeping the planet cool and abundance for everything. Allowing the water to warm up at the equator yet cool in the Arctic, keeping the planet and all life forms in balance. We send you many blessings and grace for working with us, keeping the climate in balance. Let us put energy blocks up in the water and air to hold the icebergs from flowing through the Fram Strait into the ocean, keeping the old ice in Arctic waters so they can grow and mature. Now, the ice, you can say, has PTS and having a difficulty holding its form. So we're going to call the energy of rescue remedy, which is a homeopathic remedy, down into the old ice that permeates its cells, atoms, molecules, going into the water's DNA to help it release all trauma it has taken on. So we're also going to anchor the violet flame in all this ice and the glaciers to transmute the CO2 gases on and around the old and new ice. And actually, might as well send it up even to our atmosphere while we're at it. So again, we're going to send a cold Arctic energy that is minus 25 Celsius through the old ice to help it retain its form. We call it the old ice, asking that your memory of old ancient ice is activated. So you remember your mission, holding your form, allowing yourself to magnetize to you what you need to grow. Allow the old ice to join together so it may heal itself and grow stronger, keeping solid and frozen form. We ask the old ice now to communicate with the new ice in Braefort Gyre, feeding it with the information it needs to become old ice and hold its form. We command the young ice to mirror the old ice, but we're also going to send energy into the water that will slow the ice from drifting out of the Arctic, keeping it in the Beaufort Gyre, allowing the young ice to mature, turning into old thick ice. So see the young ice staying drifting in the Arctic in the Beaufort Gyre for at least 5 to 10 years or whatever their natural growth cycle is, growing and maturing. Let us now direct a very high energy at the HAARP and any supercomputer that's heating up the ocean and interfering with the high and low pressure flows over the Arctics or anywhere on the planet, or creating any kind of unbalanced weather. And there's many of these HAARP locations all over the planet now. So I want you to mind's eye, focus on all their computers, and imagine the ones and zeros just flipping. Flip the ones and zeros. Flip, 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 flip. And of course, if you flip everything, nothing's going to work, right? Also, just for grins and giggles, we're going to put up huge magnets around all those supercomputers, including the Diewave computer that's messing with timelines and parallel universes. Now, we're going to send the elementals many blessings and grace for the work they're helping us with, keeping the climate in balance, and see the Mother Earth getting into her proper balance. Now, every time anyone reads this prayer or listens to it, this energy is amplified over 100 million fold, creating a higher resonance with the creators and the architect of the universes and manifesting. So let's fill this up with much light and love. And we're going to take a deep breath and release it. Nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. And we give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Well, since we're giving attention to the Arctic and water, let's give some more attention to the water elemental and all sea life. So again, imagine this big bubble, and we're going to put the water elemental and all the sea life in the center over the big crystal. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me. I command, I call to Michael the Archangel and ask that all negativity that the water elemental is taken on be cut from it, transmuted by the violet flame, and filled with so much love as the water elemental reconnects to the creator. Now let's imagine this beautiful divine healing energy coming down from the creator and flowing into all waters on the planet, including our bodies, the water in our bodies. Feel that high energy. Let's ask the earth to release all kinds of healing microorganisms into the seas. And as we focus on the ocean, we see the healing energies of earth and divine merging into one, recharging all plankton and flowing into the coral reefs. As we send this healing energy into the coral reefs, we ask the creator to put the spark of life back into the coral reefs on the planet. We now see all the reefs coming back to life and flourishing. And as we send this healing energy through the waters, we see it neutralizing all radiations, poisons, methane gases, chemicals, all toxins, and pharmaceutical drugs that are in it. This healing energy is also helping the water circulate, so it's a perfect divine temperature. Now we see this healing energy also neutralizing all out of balance sound in the waters, including all sonar. So we're going to trace the sonar energy back to its source, cut up the ties to all computers machines use, violet flame them to clean them up, angel light energy to heal, fill them up with love. And as we reconnect them to the creator, we command them to be neutral by breaking down regularly or just stop functioning. We now send a peaceful white noise through the oceans and all the waters on the planet. So let's imagine now all this healing energy surrounding all sea life, and we see them all reconnecting to the creator so they may fulfill their divine missions and be healthy. We send out special telepathic thoughts to all sea life, dolphins, whales, sharks, mantas, etc., to be guided where the water sanctuaries are, to heal and be safe. See this violet flame blazing through all sea life to help them transmute all chemicals, radiation, toxins they may have ingested all the way down into the DNA. And as all sea life is reconnected to the creator, we ask the creator to awaken all sea life's blueprint for perfect health and put it into effect now. Now let's put our attention on the Gulf of Florida or any water that has had oil or chemicals spilled in it, which is just quite a bit of water. We ask the Mother Earth to release lots of microorganisms that are needed to eat up the oil and chemicals that were dumped there. We see people being divinely inspired with new thoughts on how to clean up the oil spills. That is very easy to do with no cost involved, using Mother Nature's gifts to clean up the mess. We ask that all who live there are filled with lots of strength, courage, and divine inspiration on all the natural ways they need to heal. May they receive all medicines for free, along with all legal means to take the government and the companies responsible for this pollution to court and win. We again call the violet flame through these water areas to transmute all dark energy. The water elemental must mirror. See lots of energy going through the North Atlantic current to keep it flowing So it will help our planet keep its perfect temperature. We call the violet flame through the methane gas in all waters, oceans, lakes, streams, rivers, and in our drinking water to transmute its energy, healed with the energy of the angel light. Now we reconnect all the molecules, atoms that create methane gas back to the creator. We command them to be neutral, to simply revert to healthy water, yet allow for the proper amount of methane gas to remain on the planet. And again, I want you to picture in your mind's eye hundreds of thousands of huge bottles of clean, pristine water that are 10 miles high by 10 miles long by 10 miles wide, that are inches apart from each other all over the oceans and waters. Inside these bottles of pristine oxygenated water, let's place all the minerals, plankton, kelp, and whatever else the sea life needs to have to survive. See these bottles becoming sanctuaries for all life, sea life to go to. Now we command the water elemental to mirror the bottles of water. And we see the ocean clearing up and becoming healthy and vibrant again with an abundance of flourishing, healthy sea life. We ask the angels and divas and all cosmic beings to keep all the radiation junk that is floating in the ocean from Fukushima off all shores and sent into a newly created black hole that will take it off our planet. Now the cosmic beings does something productive with it. We call the higher selves of all the nuclear operators to reconnect these beings back to the creator. As they awaken, they stop releasing radioactive waste into the oceans and become filled with divine inspiration on how to correct the nuclear challenge. We send a very high energy into the shallow basin around the crippled reactors so they will once again hold water. We call the higher selves of the TEPCO decision makers to begin pumping enough of the highly contaminated water. By the end of the week, to stop the water from rising as well as bringing in new holding tanks. We need their higher selves to put their egos aside and call in help from all other countries. We call the goddess of truth to bring all that is hidden to the surface so we can see clearly what is being done. Let all the people who are running these nuclear plants and trying to repair them again put their egos aside and allow outside help in. See people from all over the world that have practical working solutions be invited to Japan. And if it's for the highest good of our planet, which I think it is, put those solutions into action now. Placing an intention of metal to be produced and used over the world to heal and clean the issues of both human and earthly repairs, including all radiation challenges. I call the goddess of justice to wield your sword, and if it's for the highest good, to send those that have created this mess all the karmic return they deserve, then so be it. I ask that their karmic return is amplified over 100,000-fold. If it's also for their highest good, I ask that all their income is taken from them and sent to all the people they have harmed for their health care and replace all lost incomes as well as help clean up the planet. We see all government officials responsible for all cover-ups receiving their just karmic dues now. And if it's for the highest good to be removed from their jobs and go to prison, then so be it. Replaced by a light worker that will be of service to all with compassion and high integrity. I see all magic keeping those responsible from being brought to justice being dissolved by the violet flame, along with all energy veils of invisibility and protection being removed. We ask that all veils that are keeping humanity from seeing the radiation challenge of Fukushima are removed from them. And as they're reconnected to the Creator, they become awakened conscious beings that are given the divine solutions to solve the world's nuclear planet with love. Now, as we see all veils being removed off of all government decision makers, the newspapers, TV, radio stations, news reporters and TV anchors that were keeping them from speaking the truth. See everyone now talking about the nuclear challenge in Japan, talking about the polar ice caps melting and climate change, including all schools, offices, college, government decision makers, as well as discussing on how to stay healthy. As people share information about Fukushima, see them being given many awesome divine solutions that are put into application. Fill this up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. And nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. Give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, we're going to close. We're going to do three ohms. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May all the beings in all the world be happy. Thank you for joining me and giving this wonderful hour of service. Put your feet flat on the floor, and I want you to feel the earth energy come up your feet, come up your ankles, your legs, your calves, your knees. And the higher it gets, the more you're grounding and pulling back in body. If you have the stone hematite, go grab it and hold it till you're not lightheaded. You might want to eat a little bit. That'll help you ground. Maybe take a nice bath. But hematite, and if you are still lightheaded after the show, go hug a tree. You know, just put your hands on the tree and send all your excess energy into the tree just for 30 seconds. And then ask the tree to send you energy back, and you'll immediately ground. Just a reminder, Mercury is in retrograde, so if it can go wrong, it can, it will. It's a time of not starting really any new projects, but finishing things, it's a good time to finish. Electrical things may not work. Appointments may not want to come together. So, you know, if you got things going on during the next 3 weeks, try to be as clear as you can with people, which is also a challenge. And have a backup for your appointments, and a backup for the backup, and a backup for the backup, and learn to go with the wind. And then add to that juicy little bit, we have been having solar flares. So I know it made me pretty tired one day. Nothing hot chocolate and whipped cream couldn't bring me out of. But yeah, I got really tired. So, you know, there's a lot going on again with the energies. And for those of you that want to do extra light work on my Facebook page under Kathy Bilski, every Monday, it's Fukushima Monday, where we're going to give attention to radiation, Fukushima, and do energy work like that. And then on Thursday, oh, that's from 4:30 to 5 Hawaiian time. So that would be 4:30, 5, 6, 7:30 to 8 Pacific time, and 10:30 to 11 Eastern time. So that's Monday, 4:35 Hawaiian time. Thursdays, we're doing a half hour energy work specifically for the earth and climate and the poles. So if you really want to do energy work, just, you know, I'll be doing it live, and just join. Now, this week, as Mercury's in retrograde, I'm going to be out of town, out of country for the week. And I'm going to be having, actually, I'm going to talk about dental tourism. So that's where I will be. And you betcha I'm going to talk about it next week. And for those of you that are actually needing dental work and you can't afford it in your own country, you might want to try what I'm going to do, because I'm going to document it, and hopefully I'm going to be able to bring these people on. And toward next week, I will be putting out the advertisement for it, so you'll know where I will be. And if you're interested, or you know people that need to get their dental work done, they might want to tune in. On that note, thank you so much for joining and giving this time your divine service. Please go to UPR and radio and subscribe. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Come on, we need people on that to subscribe. And when you're done with them subscribing, go to my page, Kathy Bilski, and subscribe. You know, subscribe, subscribe. Help us both grow, all right? And, you know, both of us have a lot of neat shows on, you know, some of the other people, and I'm on my channel. It's all me. You know, I've got the curse removal on there, the soul retrieval, and all UPR and radio shows. But on You Karen Radio, you get visual. So, it pays to do both. On that note, I hope that you have a really lovely week and it's filled with joy, especially, I guess this is a holiday week, Easter week. When you can think about it, chant, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Yeah, we're not done. Chant it over Trump because my golly, they certainly need it. Chant it over the Pentagon, chant it over the Republicans, the Democrats, the decision makers, the NRA, the evangelicals, yada, 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 yada. Okay. Just give them a little attention. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. And with that, I bid you aloha.